We're here in KSOM talking high school football as practice underway. And joining us now is a new co-coach for Nottoway Valley and the Wolverines, Jack West, with us here on KSOM. And Coach, how are you feeling about your football team as you come into a brand new season?
I think we're feeling pretty good right now. We had a good first week of camp last week and a great first day of official practice yesterday. We really had a great summer. We had a good group of kids that put in a lot of time in the weight room, out in the practice field. I felt like we got better every day, every week. So we're really excited about, you know, what we're building and what we have going into this season.
So you're coming in as a co-coach with the team. Give me a little bit about your background and this opportunity for you. How does that make you feel?
I'm really excited about it. So this is my first year coaching high school football. I'm fresh out of college. I just graduated from Morningside University up in Sioux City. I played there for a couple years, worked as a student assistant coach there for a couple years. Now I'm at Nottoway Valley. Brad Honnold and I are co-head coach this year. So, yeah, I'm really excited about, you know, about this opportunity and, you know, hoping to make the most of it. I think we have a really good, great group of kids, really great community, really great coaching staff. So I'm really excited about it.
Well, of course, Morningside has been has had success in, for many years as a football program. Steve Ryan has been there for many years. What do you feel like you learned from him playing for him now that you're kind of taking over your own program?
I mean, I learned a ton. For my money, he's probably the best college football coach in the nation, regardless of level. You know, so having the chance to play for him, I felt like I learned something every single day. And, you know, I feel like if I can be half as good of a football coach as he is, I'm probably going to make a pretty big difference in my players' lives and hopefully be pretty successful in the field. So, yeah, I learned a ton from him.
So what has been the offseason like for this team? What types of things have they been doing? Have you been doing to try and turn things around? I mean, this football team hasn't tasted a win here in a couple of years, so I'm sure there's some desire to do that this year.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the tornado in May kind of threw a wrench in some of our summer stuff, but we were able to, you know, get up and get going at the beginning of June in terms of strength conditioning, running, lifting, some, you know, open field practices, those types of things, just getting kids kind of familiar with the way we do things. Yeah, then last week we had camp and just started practice yesterday. So, you know, I feel really good about where we're at. I think, you know, what the kids, especially our juniors, our seniors, our upperclassmen have experienced in the football program here the last couple of years, you know, the record's not a reflection of, you know, the caliber of kids they are, the type of athletes they are. They've been dealt, you know, a really poor hand in terms of the circumstances. They're tough kids. They're athletic. They're awesome to be around, you know, so we're hoping we can, you know, give them some stability. And I think that stability combined with, you know, their work ethic will lead to some more success on the field this fall. Cause yeah, the record those kids have put up is not a reflection of, you know, the type of kids they are, the caliber of kids they are at all. They've been dealt really poor hands. So, you know, they've dealt with it well. So I think we're going to see a little more success in the field this fall.
What are some of the key positions that you're going to have competition on, battles on here in camp before the season starts?
On the offense and defensive line, we got a lot of, you know, upperclassmen depth, a lot of juniors and seniors. So we're trying to figure out, you know, who our five best offensive linemen are, who our, you know, three or four best defensive linemen are, and where they slot in there. Because we got a lot of guys who have the ability to play, a lot of guys who are competing for those spots. So, you know, every practice is a battle in terms of seeing, you know, who's taking that next step on this day, maybe who's not just having as good of a practice. It's been really good to see. Those guys up front have worked their tails off all summer. So I'm really excited about what they can do, especially, you know, with that competition and practice every day pushing each other.
Last year, the quarterback, Eli Harris, struggled at times in the passing game, couldn't generate many yards there. What are you looking from him to try and improve here at the QB spot coming into practice?
You know, Eli's had a phenomenal summer for us in terms of, you know, learning the new stuff we're doing offensively. You know, last year, right, you said he statistically didn't have the best year. We're hoping some different stuff we do on offense this year can kind of open things up and make them a little bit easier for him, get him some easy completions, maybe use his legs a little bit more as well in the run game. Eli, you know, great kid, great leader for us. Had a phenomenal summer. So I'm really excited about what he's shown us so far and what he can show us on the field this fall.
What's the biggest thing that you have tried to bring to these kids to try and change that mentality from the last couple of years? I'm sure there's some physical attributes that you needed to work on, but I'm sure there's mental attributes as well that you needed to focus in on, maybe more so.
Yeah, definitely. I think the mental side of it is, you know, bigger than anything, especially when, you know, you have like a couple classes of kids, those juniors, those seniors who haven't had much success on the field. You know, they've had all the experiences, you know, losing on Friday nights. It gets to that point where they go out in the field, right, and they're expecting something to go wrong. They, you know, they're expecting, you know, the other team to get a big play, and then those thoughts start going through their head, you know, here we go again, stuff's going wrong. So just kind of fighting that and getting them to realize, you know, you guys have worked hard enough, you're prepared for these situations, you know, when you get in those competitive environments, and you guys have what it takes to compete, right? And kind of developing that resilience, that toughness, you know, bounce back from those negative things that happen in every single football game.
What is your favorite thing about this time of the season?
Just spending so much time with the players. That's what I love about football, is being a part of a team, whether it's a player or a coach. You know, so getting to spend 3-4 hours a day with all the guys, I think we have a phenomenal group in terms of the personality. Everybody has fun when we're together. So I just enjoy spending time with them. Kind of takes me back to college days, where it's fall camp's a little bit different. You're spending a little bit more time. But, yeah, I just love spending time with the team, being a part of a team, seeing the relationships grow, building those relationships with each of the kids, and just seeing them improve on a daily basis.
Well, Coach, we look forward to following your Wolverines throughout the season. Hopefully things can turn around for you. Really appreciate your time, and best of luck to you, to Coach Honnold, and to everybody there with your football team this season. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It was nice talking to you.
Jack West, co-coach for Nottoway Valley Football, joining us here on KSOM.